Listen to WGN Radio's newest podcast, Behind the Badge, Illinois, hosted by David Hochberg. Behind the Badge, Illinois views current events through the eyes of Illinois law enforcement leaders. Tune in. Visit WGNradio.com/behindthebadge.
Follow the Moskwa down to Gonky Park, listening to the wind of change.
We go to Ukraine now and Joseph Lindsley. And Joe, I know you were thinking about this Scorpions Winds of Change song today, weren't you?
Yeah, Bob, indeed. Scorpions, a German band, and a good afternoon to you. And in 1990, they wrote this song about Gorky Park. I guess the songwriter was walking through Gorky Park in Moscow and was seeing all the hope and the promise of the Soviet Union was beginning to collapse. And indeed, you know, we saw it with nations like Ukraine and Latvia and Estonia, and, you know, all the nations that have been behind the Iron Curtain, they've prospered and they found freedom. And it was this great hope for Russia. And now we, you know, it's sort of heavy to think about that, you know, what has happened. And then here in Kharkiv, there's also a Gorky Park. It's named after a Soviet writer. I think the name of that park will be changed after Ukrainian victory here. But so often when I'm in Kharkiv, I run through that park. It's a beautiful, right now it's covered in snow. There's little mushroom houses for kids and little coffee stands and beautiful statues and a Ferris wheel. And I run through there every day. And last night, that park was hit, among others. During, we had it was a massive strike, a series of strikes last night on Kharkiv. I had been coming back to my hotel probably about 9 or 8 o'clock and 8:30 in the evening. And, you know, I was realizing that probably people don't realize this, but Kharkiv, from about 4:30 p.m. when the sun goes down, there's hardly any lights. I mean, it feels like Mad Max apocalypse ghost town. There are places that are open and inside you find a lot of warmth. But on the streets, these icy streets, the few people outside have flashlights, and it's a haunting feeling. And the air raid alarm sounded. And, you know, as always, you get kind of a sick feeling, you know, what's coming next. And it wasn't for several hours until something did happen. I was at my desk in my hotel room at 11 p.m. when, you know, the alarm had maybe sounded 10 minutes before. And then you hear that awful thud, and it was extremely close. It turns out it was in Gorky Park, where I go running every day. It was one of the first strikes. And but I, you know, grabbed a go bag and my passport, and then before I can even leave my room, the whole building shakes with the second strike. And as I'm going down the stairs, strike two and strike three, and some other people in the hotel, a lot of foreigners too, are all quietly moving down to the cellar. No one knows exactly what's going on, and the air raid alarm has begun to sound again. And, you know, down there in the cellar were sort of these strangers and a few Ukrainian translators, but mainly foreign volunteers. You feel like you're in some Agatha Christie novel, you know, stuck on a train somewhere in some murder mystery. But the strike, I think within about 12 minutes, there were six missiles that hit close by in the center of Kharkiv. We're still trying to figure out details. It does not seem that there were casualties. The Russians were targeting according to the official reports, a civilian industrial facility, and that four missiles connected sort of met their target. Meanwhile, some other missiles, for example, hit the park. This morning, I went running again in Gorky Park. It was about 14 or 15 degrees, covered in snow, and I was trying to go to get to the site of the crater of the missile. But as I was getting close to it, the air raid alarm sounded again, and I thought, it's time to skedaddle and get out of there. And so I quickly was running back toward the hotel, and you just don't know what could happen at any moment. And then I enter into a coffee shop, and the whole staff was there smiling to welcome me. You know, so I have young people, including young women who don't have to be here. And so you still see this this great spirit of resilience, even, the, you know, hours after, you know, what really was a sleepless night for so many people. And in fact, after the all clear sounded at about midnight last night, and then there was another alarm at 2 a.m. to 2:40. I didn't hear the alarm. I woke up for the all clear. So a lot of this is, you know, as they say, kind of literally Russian roulette being here in Kharkiv. Many people think that the purposes of these attacks is also to terrorize the citizens. But you see that that does not work. And meanwhile, yesterday in the little country of Latvia, there was a mysterious fire on a drone facility. And it's also some people speculate here that the facility that the Russians were targeting also makes drones here in Ukraine.
Let me play a couple of seconds of the audio of that video you sent, Joseph. All you see really is black. And was this during last night's attack? Where this video was shot and when it was shot?
Yes. This was shot a little bit further away from where I am. So it's what I heard was louder than what we were about to hear. And I believe this was the third missile, the sound of the third missile hitting central Kharkiv.
Yeah, here it is. Listen to this. People are running at this point.
Господи. Що ж робиться, їбать?
That is frightening. And what is that person saying there, Joe?
Well, the first thing he said is, oh, Lord, I don't think I can repeat the rest. Oh, Lord. And, you know, and that was a little bit outside of the center. But it was I've been in Kharkiv during strikes before. Probably there's been one that was a little bit closer to me, but never have there been so many in recent months. I mean, really, since the beginning of the war, just imagine six of those. And the reports are these were the S-300 long-range missiles, so really a massive weapon, six of them within 10 minutes or less. It was absolutely terrifying last night. But today, people keep going, and I was running in the park where the attack happened.
Stay safe, Joseph. Maybe we should send you a Bears football helmet for your morning jogs over there. You are amazing.
I would appreciate that. I just heard from a friend in Bakhmut, and he says it is hell on earth. It is like a constant bad psychedelic trip. So while we have these missile strikes, we still have this very intense fighting in the east.
Hopefully a quieter 24 hours now for you, Joseph, but we'll check with you at this time tomorrow.
Thank you, Bob.